Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
For a few well-deserved minutes, sit back and relax and ponder how different things might have been if Jesus had been born in today's world instead of first century Palestine. Naturally, any event today of even minimal importance is a media happening. And who would deny that the best way to get sensational coverage is to claim something as supernatural, out of the ordinary, perhaps even bizarre? And what would be more newsworthy than the allegation that God has actually become man, to say nothing of the interesting angle that a baby is born without a human father? Yes, of course, news outlets would cover the event. The story would go global, fly in the specialists. Press from around the world would all vie to get their media crews on location. Someone with a massive Twitter or WhatsApp following bribes the shepherd for the scoop. A clever photographer is quite certain that, with a quick Photoshop touch, he can make a reasonable facsimile of an angel. After all, how many people have seen an angel today? Yes, of course, the image will trend online immediately with a full story. The astronomers and scientists would get into the act, too, with much discussion as to whether the purported star, clearly observed by the observatory at Hebrew University, was a sonic bomb or simply the joining of Saturn and Jupiter. A spokesman for the university says in hours their computer will have analyzed the data and a conclusive statement will be issued. Medical doctors get into the hassle, too. The renowned gynecologist, Dr. Ima Optimist, has issued a statement that virgin birth, highly extraordinary, could conceivably be possible. However, colleagues feel that her religious affiliation colors her professional expertise. Yes, undoubtedly, this angle would bear close observation and later discussion. Another group is vitally interested in the event, the Christian community, who say that this is really their business and not the aforementioned groups. The Christian establishment is very much involved. One group senses this has great potential for fundraising. What can be better than a Bethlehem t-shirt for a gift of at least $100? For $200, you can buy an olive wood Bible, any version you like, right on location. Those of more theological bent, the ones who always reject the book and trinket approach, are more concerned with factual details. They're lost in debate. Seems they can't quite agree on whether the angelic chorus sang or spoke in dramatic unison. A few Christian activists, hearing that Herod is planning on killing male offsprings, have contacted the UN and are protesting around the palace, and there in the midst of it all, somebody begins looking for the mother and her child. They are missing, completely gone. The innkeeper reports that Joseph and the family left unnoticed for Egypt. Yes, friend, sarcasm and satire almost profane the story, but so does our celebration of the event. The tragedy of most Christmas celebrations today is that they could go right on without changing a thing, even though Christ had never come. Observe the non-messages that adorn Christmas cards, the holiday displays that wish to offend no one by actually mentioning the birth of Jesus Christ. In the midst of it all, Christ has slipped out of the celebration. But the fun goes on. Be careful, friend. It could happen to you. Make sure that when you host his birthday party, he is invited.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.